Hi, this is Sydney Barrows, and welcome to the program, The Power of Your Story. This is the second audio in Module 3, Get Unstuck from Your Story. Your story is a collection of things you've heard, seen, and experienced during your life, most particularly the first 7 to 10 years of your life, and the assumptions, beliefs, and expectations your subconscious mind has created about them. Now, as the story develops over the years, your subconscious adds to it those items that support the story, and it tends to ignore those that don't. Now, the bits and pieces that make up your story and over the years are added to the story. They may have been taken out of context, they may have been misconstrued or misunderstood, and they don't necessarily make sense, so what you often end up with is elements in your story that just aren't even true. Your story is what you tell yourself about who you are and who you are not, what you can do and what you cannot do, what you should do and what you should not do, as well as what you are expected to do and are not expected to do, and what you can expect and not expect from yourself, other people, and from your life in the future. Your story shapes how you live your life every day, the decisions you make, the choices you make, how you react and respond to different people and situations and circumstances, what you believe you deserve or aren't worthy of. I mean, that list can go on, and it really does touch every area of your life. And eventually, the stories that you tell yourself the most frequently or that produce the biggest emotional charge, those stories become part of your identity. And they migrate from your subconscious mind to your ego, which is the part of your subconscious mind where your identity is located. And once that happens, it's difficult, if not impossible, to dislodge or delete that element of your identity on your own. So, if you feel stuck, if you're unable to move away from a life you don't like into one that you do, if you're having difficulty creating a life that feels, you know, right and authentic for you, it's because the elements of your story that have become, and the ones that have become your identity, they just will not allow it. So the clearings in this module remove the primary energies that support, maintain, and defend the rightness of your story as it pertains to the subject of that module. Now, you might hear some things that you don't believe apply to you, but you know what? You have no way of knowing what's really going on in your subconscious mind. So please relax and just let those negative thoughts and feelings go. If something doesn't apply to you, nothing's going to happen. Now, the only other time that nothing will happen is if there are other energies that are holding in place specific energies in the clearing. And the only way to deal with this is in a private session. All the other energies will clear. It's just those, you know, particular energies that won't. Now, when I do the clearings, you'll hear me use the words me or my, not you or yours. And I do that because it's more effective. And your subconscious mind thinks of itself as me, not you, right? So that's why I do it this way. Now, before we get started, please be sure to have a bottle or a glass of water nearby. And I'm going to pause this recording just in case you don't, so that you can go get some. Welcome back. Your body really does need water to help flush out the negative energies that we're about to clear. So be sure to drink lots of it. Okay, so if you're serious about getting the most out of this MP3, the most effective thing that you can do right now is to stop whatever else you're doing, find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, and simply sit there and just be. Please, please, please make sure there are no electronic devices, magazines, or anything else around that will disturb you or distract you. Now, it's not enough to mute your cell phone, especially if it lights up and you can see the screen. Please put your cell phone in a drawer, under a cushion, or better yet, in another room with the sound turned off. Your subconscious will note your commitment to receiving the maximum possible benefits from this recording when you do this. And isn't that what you want? If you're driving, do not listen to this audio. I will be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which will negatively impact your ability to respond and react to what's going on. For the same reason, you shouldn't be using a knife or doing anything else that might pose a danger to your safety because, you know, you're not paying really, really, really close attention. The energies have been encoded into the recording. They will be active whenever it's a more appropriate time for you to listen to it. In fact, they will be active forever, whenever you'd like to listen to it. You will hear me ask for your permission before facilitating a clearing or a download. And no energy shift can or will take place without your express permission. Source will not do an energy shift without your permission, which is why you must say yes every time I ask. Please say it out loud. It's fine to say it softly. And if you can remember, say it with enthusiasm and a smile on your face and in your heart. It's also very helpful if you can remember to set the intention, and this does not have to be out loud, that you intend to benefit in the highest and best way from whatever it is you're saying yes to. Okay, so by this time, you should be in a comfortable place with no screens of any kind or other distractions around. So please relax and focus on your breath as you gently breathe in and out. In and out. In and out. Relax even more and sink down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you. You cannot do this incorrectly. Your heart space is wherever you think it is, wherever it feels right for you. Please continue to breathe in and out as you sink even further and further, deeper and deeper, down into your heart space, breathing in and out. Now please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes, and give me a few moments to do that. Now we'll clear the first set of negative energies that do not allow you to get unstuck from your story. Anything that supports the energies of betrayal, abandonment, rejection, and love unreturned that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to get unstuck from my story. Anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have permission to do this, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we'll clear the next set of energies. Anything that supports the energies of sadness, regret, guilt, and unworthiness that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to get unstuck from my story. Anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Please say yes to give me permission and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace the energies that were just cleared with positive and empowering energies, which Source selects specifically for you at this time. It is commanded to download and allow energies that serve your highest and best good in the highest and best way at this time, and for this to be completed now. Please say yes to give me your permission. Now we'll clear the next set of energies. Anything that supports the energies of unsupported, attitudes, hopelessness, and lack of control that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to get unstuck from my story. Anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we'll clear the next set of energies. Anything that supports the energies of opinions, perceptions, conclusions, and projections that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to get unstuck from my story. Anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Please say yes if I have your permission and give me a few moments. Now we'll clear the last set of energies in this MP3. Anything that supports the energies of expectations, interpretations, inventions, and lies that you've bought as right, real, and true that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to get unstuck from my story. Anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace these energies that were just cleared with positive and empowering energies which Source selects specifically for you at this time. It is commanded to download and allow energies that serve your highest and best good in the highest and best way, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Okay, now we're going to finish up by resetting your reality now that you're free from the negative energies that weren't serving you that we cleared, so that you can experience a new reality living your life free of those energies and with the new positive and empowering energies that you just received. It's commanded to activate a vibrational reset in the highest and best way for you to reflect all of the energy shifts that you just experienced and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission, please say yes. Okay, let's wrap it up. Please sit quietly for several minutes and do drink some water. As I said before, water helps your body flush out the old energies, so drink as much as you can for the next day or two. And hopefully some of you may have felt energy leaving or coming into your body or your energy fields. You may feel lighter, you may feel better about yourself. Maybe you feel better about your situation in some way. But you know what? If you feel nothing at all, and many of you won't, that's okay. It does not mean that nothing happened. It just means that you didn't physically feel it. Now, some of you may notice a shift in how you're thinking or feeling or acting within the next several hours or perhaps the next several days. You know, everybody's different. And I just want to tell you that it does creep up on you. Don't expect some kind of sudden jolt or for things to suddenly be different. It just doesn't work that way. It would be nice if it did, but it doesn't. And again, continue to drink lots and lots of water. If your body feels like it needs some extra sleep, most people do feel like they need extra sleep, please do that if you can. It frequently does take one or more sleep cycles before a lot of people begin to notice any changes. So sleep is important. It's like rebooting your computer, actually, in a way. And now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically, so please give me a moment to do this. And please, please resist the urge to listen to the next MP3 right away. Ideally, it should be, or, you know, you should take it 2 or 3 weeks in between each MP3. I know that's asking a lot, but at the very least, please leave 3 to 4 days. Now, I know there are some of you who aren't going to pay any attention, and you're going to binge listen to all the MP3s in the program, but I have to be honest with you, not only is this a bad idea because it will overload your system, it's actually a waste of time. I mean, your body can only process so much energy at one time, and it rejects and won't process more energies than it can handle. So, if you're someone who typically binge listens to energy recordings and you're not experiencing the kind of results you're hoping for or expecting, that's a very good part of the reason. So I want to thank you so much for participating in this program, and I'd love to hear from you about your experiences. My work is heart-based and always done with the intention that it serves your highest and best good. And you can reach me by emailing fhtj@myhighestbestself.com. That's fhtj@myhighestbestself.com. Please feel free to write with any questions that come up or any comments you might have. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy these new energies, and also enjoy being free of the old ones. This is Sydney Barrows wishing you a wonderful new reality.